we have leveled 11 charges against the deputy president, majorly around violating our own constitution. We are a constitutional democracy, and state officers are under public duty and a constitutional duty to uphold the constitution. And so we have laid the basis to demonstrate that the deputy president has violated many, many articles of our constitution in regard to the national unity, in regard to his stature as a state officer, in terms of the dignity, respect, integrity that goes with the office that he holds. We have also demonstrated that he has committed corruption and economic crimes related, and we are also going to demonstrate that he has been insubordinating the presidency.
Some people are saying that you are playing the 2027 election politics.
This is not about politics. This is purely about the law and the requirements of the law on the officer holding the office of the deputy president. There is nothing about politics. When you commit a crime, you cannot hide under politics. We will be able to substantiate, and the House will be able to make a decision. Impeachments are not new. They have been done in most of the mature democracies. Impeachments are done every other time. This may be new to us, but under our old constitution, we did impeach at the time a deputy president. So it is not about politics. It is about the law. It is about fidelity to the constitution.
So where does the proceeding go from here?
Well, the speaker has guided the House this afternoon that the next step will be to conduct public participation, because we are removing a person who was a running mate to a presidential candidate, and therefore the people had a say in his assumption of office. Therefore, we also need the people to have a say in his possible removal. So there will be countrywide public participation for the people to give their views on Friday, this coming Friday. Then the law requires that we dispense with the motion within 7 days. Next week, Tuesday, has been reserved as a full day for debate. I will move the motion in terms of laying and demonstrating the allegations, the evidence, and the witnesses who will be supporting my motion on Tuesday morning. Members of Parliament will have the opportunity to debate. The Deputy President has been allocated time from, I think, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. to also come and defend himself, after which the House will debate and possibly make a decision before midnight on Tuesday. After that, the law requires we relay the decision of the National Assembly to the Senate. The Senate is, in this case, the trial chamber. They will process whatever decision has been brought. They will also hear the deputy president, and they will also have a say in terms of a decision. If the decision is to impeach the president, then it will be relayed to the deputy president, and the deputy president, if there are no orders of the court stopping the impeachment, will now be removed from office, and a replacement will be sought through the necessary procedures of our constitution.
This is a major development in Kenyan politics. Do you think you all have the vote to impeach the deputy president if it comes to that?
It is a decision of parliament. You know, impeachment is a political process. I have presented my motion. I will present my evidence. If the House so decides, the deputy president will be impeached. However, numbers do not lie. We have currently a House of 345 members, and already 291 members, over 83% of them, which is beyond the constitutional threshold, signed in support of the motion. So your guess is as good as mine.